Okay, good show. Now I can't get in the chat. Tell her I got it, Lena.
Okay,
because I can't get in.
I can't write anything either right now. Okay. I'll figure it
Good evening, everyone. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. How's everybody doing, huh? We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Sorry, my nose is itching. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to receive our monthly newsletter and contest. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 to get in the queue. All right. Now, without further – oh, and let me say welcome in also Heather and Holly. So there's 4 of us on duty tonight for psychics. And also Holly, I got the information. Or Heather, I got the information. Thank you very much. Okay, let me bring in Miss Nina. Come on, woman.
Hello, everyone. Sorry we took the hiatus last week, but, man, did we need it. Lennox was under the weather, and I kind of was, too. So we took a little bit of a break. Now, as I reminded you earlier on this month, I am going to be here and there and scattered until after the 7th of October. I have convention coming up. Thanksgiving is coming up here as well. So I'm going to be hit and miss. Some days I may be here, some days I may not. And it's going to be a surprise for everybody, including Lennox. I actually have no birthdays this week, but on Sunday, on the 22nd, I want to wish a happy birthday to Lindsay. Happy birthday, Lindsay. Also on Sunday, the 22nd, happy 40th anniversary to my brother Chris and his wife Sue. Love you both so much, and I will be talking to you on that day. And that's all I've got because Lennox is going to say happy birthday to me.
I sure am. We've got Medina coming up. Happy birthday to you. Rana Trotter, one of my other daughters and girlfriend of Chabonet. Happy birthday to you, Rana's coming up. Also, Joan Bell. Oh, my God. Great woman, y'all. Very great woman. And then, of course, number one coming up, Nina. Her birthday is coming up on the 21st. How about that, huh? All right. So we just got celebrations all the way around. So today, as we take calls, I want you guys to say, tell Nina happy birthday. If you miss her today, you got tomorrow to call in, too, and tell her happy birthday. All right. Our prayer for today is our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. Well, we've made it through the full moon. On the 13th was Friday, so it was a good day for me, and I hope it was a good day for everybody else. Now, the new moon will be on the 28th, if you want to mark your calendars. Okay, and don't forget, you guys, I'm on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic. Remember, I'm the one that shoots from the hip. Nina's the one that's kind of more diplomatic. So anyway, I'm on YouTube. There's quite a few videos up there. Please go in and check them out. and I still do the monthly horoscopes. Only thing different is that I do them by air, water, earth, and fire. Okay, you know, in the groups of three. Okay, well, Miss Nina, is there anything else? If not, we can get started.
Well, Lannis, there is one thing. I'm not so diplomatic anymore, so I don't think you can say that anymore about me.
Okay. Well, let me welcome in 720-203-229-480-706-347-216-703-780. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. We are glad that you are here, and we hope that we answer your questions to the very best of our abilities. All right, so our first caller, and remember, we got Heather and Holly here as well. So our first caller is area code 720. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lannis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lola.
Hi, Lola.
Hi, Lola.
Hey. So I have a job interview tomorrow, and I'm just wondering what you guys feel about it.
It's going to go well. Make sure you leave a thank you card afterwards.
Lannis, that's old school.
No, it's not old school. You can still leave thank you cards after your interview. That gives you a brownie point.
It's still old school.
Yeah. I see it going well. You're working somewhere by Friday.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah,
go ahead, Nina.
Lola, I'm seeing it going well, too. I don't see you working there by Friday, but I see you getting a phone call for a second interview by Friday. Maybe you're working somewhere else by Friday. Maybe you're working somewhere else by Friday, but you will get a phone call about a second interview.
Okay. I don't even know if I'm going to go to the interview. It's working with disabled folks, and I actually had a disabled daughter pass away, and I'm not sure if I'm emotionally ready. When I applied for it, I didn't realize that that's what I was applying for, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense, yes, and there's always a reason for everything. Remember that.
Yeah.
So maybe this reason is to help you.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you do have the chance, if you're not prepared to go forth in this type of a position, you do have the option to say no. But I think there's a reason why you've got an interview and why you are going on this. So I would follow through.
Okay. Gosh, thank you so much.
I know it's going to be hard on you. Yeah, Lola, I know it's going to be hard on you, but I think you should follow through with the interview. It just might help you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got to think about it. I really do. But I really thank you guys for looking into it for me.
Well, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to tell you congratulations. And thanks for calling.
Right.
You're welcome. Next caller, area code 203. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Lannis. Who's this?
Hey, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi,
how are you?
Good, and happy birthday to you coming up.
Thank you.
Hope you have a good one.
Me too.
My question is, I'm getting close to the point where I think I'm going to get another job. And I don't have a firm offer yet. But the funny thing is, I've got about 5 opportunities with the same company. One is all the way on the East Coast. One is right near where I work now. One is in Alabama, and some of these are potentials. And one potential is, like, right near where I live right now.
Are you
so
on the West Coast?
I am, yeah, California. in Los
okay.
Angeles area.
No, that's fine. Don't tell me your city. I'm just picking up something. Go ahead.
So it's sort of like they're all contract jobs, and I want the best job, best money, easiest job, you know, something that's a really good fit for me. I was just wondering where I should go out of these opportunities. Let's just say I get them, and if I get them.
Well,
okay.
Holly is saying to take the one that currently is closest to where you live. You know what? There's one that really makes you excited. Now, which one is that?
I don't know. I mean, a couple of these are like potentials, like maybe in another 2 weeks something might happen. The one on the East Coast could possibly be quite an interesting job. I'm not sure yet, though. I haven't actually interviewed, but when the interviews come up, they usually tell you right there they're going to hire you. The one in Alabama was something I had really wanted in the past, and I just tried to dredge that up again, and my resume, I think, is going to try to maybe go over there. I had really wanted that, but I didn't take it. That was one in Alabama. Other than that, I mean, if I got an opportunity that paid real well right near where I live, yeah, that sounds pretty good, too, because I have a really long commute.
Well,
I got West Coast and Alabama, no. Something else you mentioned, no. New York possibility, New York is a fast life. You're going to make good money, but it's not going to be easy.
It's
You'll
also
have
not
more stress and tension in New York, but the money is better there. But, of course, the living is a little bit harder there, too, than where you are on the West Coast, because the West Coast is more relaxed and the East Coast is more intense.
And that's also the one on the East Coast is not a long-term contract either, and I think you'd find more security with a longer-term contract.
It's supposed to be a long-term one, but okay. So
yeah, that's not one
of the two
up.
Out.
Yeah,
now
I would.
That leaves three on the West Coast.
Yeah, well, Holly's saying the one that's closest to you now is probably going to be the best for you, and that with me thinking about it, that's the best fit for you. The commute is really getting to you, and it's time to end that part of it. And I see you getting along very well with the people that you have to work with.
So I don't know if that one will even be offered to me, but it looks like it probably will be. I mean, I don't even have the interview set up yet, but like I said, it's likely that I would get an interview, at least an interview.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I agree. West Coast, definitely. That's what I got. So, yep. Okay, Michelle, let us know how it goes. We're curious. Keep in touch with us and let us know. Thank you so much for calling, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful
Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a wonderful week. Also, we'd like to welcome into the chat room Be Wise as Serpents, Lolita Lady, and Seg Hedmet. Welcome to the show. Okay, next caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hello, Miss Nina and Linus. How are you all doing tonight?
Oh, fine. And you, Melvin? How are you doing?
Sound like you got a cold? Yeah, I do. I went to the doctor. He gave me some antibiotics and some congestion medication to take, so I'm just relaxing. But,
All right.
But my question is happy birthday, Dean. Dana.
No, thank you. Thanks, Melvin.
Yeah, my birthday was September the 10th.
Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Happy birthday belated to you, too.
Okay, thank you. My question is, on the 9th of this month, I went to, I had a hearing about my back pay, for my SSI, and for my increase in my salary. And there was a judge there, and she didn't make a decision. She didn't do it yet. So I got all the paperwork in. She wanted me to get, my attorney to get it in. So my question is, do you see me, do you all see me receiving a check for my back pay?
Yeah, but it's delayed.
Yeah, I know. I think she said the judge said it may be 2 to 3 months.
No, yeah, you're not going to get it this month, that's for sure, Melvin. You'll get it, I'm thinking, right around Christmas time. It will not be the increase or the amount you think it will be. I think it will be less. Not much less, but it will be less.
Do you all see about how much I'm going to get?
No, I'm not seeing an amount. They're just telling me less. That's all they're saying. They're not giving me a specific amount.
Okay. What about you, Ms. Nina?
Well, that was Nina. It's Lennis that needs to. Lennis, are you seeing anything?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was Miss Nina. No, I'm picking up November, December, from Thanksgiving to Christmas is when that check will show up. But I'm feeling like Nina that it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. It'll be lower. I don't know why they lowered it, but I'm not seeing that because I didn't ask. But, yeah, so between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you will get your money.
I mean, will I get an increase in my monthly that I'm receiving now per month?
Yeah, it will be an increase, but not by very much.
Yeah, it's not like another $1,000, no. You will get an increase, but it won't be like another $1,000 on top of your check. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing
that's
that,
okay.
But you will get an increase. Yeah, but you will get an increase, yes, sir.
Okay. They're not showing you. They're not showing all of that tonight. But
no, we're not getting an amount at all, Melvin. And the time, there is going to be a delay. There could be a piece of paper, like Holly is saying, there's maybe a missing piece of paper or something, or a signature, something along that line that you've forgotten to do. So, yeah, that's going to be part of the delay, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Melvin, and we hope that you feel better. Yeah, for sure. And again,
yes,
belated happy birthday. Thanks for calling, and have a beautiful week. Yes, sir. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 so you can get into the queue. Area code 480, you're on the air with Ms. Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Keisha.
What's your name again?
Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I was also wondering about work. Do you see me getting a job soon?
Okay, have you applied anywhere?
Yeah, a couple of places. What? For real?
You make that sound so nonchalant. Like, are you really looking, Tisha, for a job, or are you just saying that?
I am. I
get
actually,
a nonchalant
I
flavor
am.
About you. Okay.
It is. I'm so like not worried at this point, but it's like I have been kind of nonchalantly throwing resumes here and there. But they're out there, you know. They're out there. So.
Yeah, well, the angels are telling me you're not going to get a job until you really want to get a job. So no, I don't see one in the near future.
Oh, wow, that's really?
Well, that's why I was laughing, because you really don't want to work right now. So
yeah,
you,
I
really don't.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Guess you want somebody to take care of her, okay? Guess you don't want to work.
Nope, I'm just to that point.
Shining armor to
they don't
you up, swoop you up.
No, I don't want that either. Not anymore. But yeah, but I don't want to work at this point. I'm just like kind of taking a break. But I was just kind of wondering, did you see any energy kind of shifting for me regarding that? But you don't see anything, right?
Well, you know what?
Nope.
This is how it works. If you want something, you have to get your butt out there to get it. Something's like I tell everybody that's looking for a partner in their life. If you're going to be sitting on the couch, he or she is not coming a knocking. The same thing goes for a job. Unless you're out there applying for jobs and you really want a job, you're not going to get one. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I've been searching high and low for a job, and it's never come to me. So I I'm doing this other thing. I'm doing the reverse psychology. What if I don't do nothing? Let's see how many jobs come to me. So let's watch.
Zero.
We're going to see how this works.
It's not going to
work. All right,
work.
I just called it. It's not. I'm going to take a break. I'm on vacation. So, all right. I'll call back like next month and see what they say.
All right, you do
that.
The
angels say.
Okay.
All right, thank
okay,
you guys.
Too.
You have a great night. Bye.
You too. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Area code 706, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Chad. How are you?
Hi, Chad. Welcome to the show, young man. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm going through like an emotional turmoil. I'm a gay male, and I was in a relationship with a guy by the name of Kane for 4 months. Long story short, we had a great weekend. I mean, a great weekend. I stayed over at his house. I was getting ready to leave Sunday morning, and I said, I'm getting ready to go home. I'll see you later. And right before I could walk out the door, he goes, I don't want to be in a relationship no more. I'm really confused. I didn't see this happening. He tells me he feels that we're not a good fit, and that nothing really matters anymore, but we can be friends. And if I wanted to come over and hang out, I still could, but he just did not want to be in a relationship.
In a committed relationship, he's scared. He's scared.
Mm. So is it truly
at
over?
At first I got player when you were talking, and then the angels took that away and said, no, he's not a player. He's scared of a committed relationship. He likes you. He likes you, Chad. He thinks you're good people. He really does. But he's scared of commitment. I think it's too bad in life. You know how we always say it don't take but one to ruin it for everybody else?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not you. It's not something that you did. No, you guys did have a wonderful time. But sometimes when we're hurt by love, rather than that was that individual, that's not the next person. That person is totally different. Different being, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But you're still holding on to that hurt from the previous person. Now you're comparing that hurt, the person that hurt you, with the next person coming up, and the next person could be an angel in disguise. But how would you know? Because you're not given the opportunity to find out, right? Because you shut your heart down. You've been so broken that you shut your heart down instead of opening up. So what I'm saying is back to one person can ruin it for everybody else. We got to come out of that. We've been hurt, that's fine. But know that somebody else is going to come along to fill that void and to make us happy. So I would say for Ken, just do it day by day. Just do it day by day. Both of you, go ahead,
no,
Nina.
No, I don't agree with that. The angels are telling me something different, and they're also telling Holly and Heather something different. They're telling me to tell you to move on.
Oh.
To not even be friends with him anymore, because he is not, he's not even ready to be where you are right now. So, yeah, move on.
Well, thank you.
So
thank
my
you
first
so
instinct
much.
I said was player, player, but then it changed.
No,
so
that,
he can change then. So that was the first thing I got was player, player.
Yeah, but that's what Holly picked up too, that he was a player, and it's time for you to move on. And I'm afraid I agree. I think you should move on.
I thought it was a red flag. I really did. I was like, you're breaking up with me, but you're telling me I can still come over. I can still spend a night with you. And he would not be opposed to even getting sexual. He just did not want to be in a relationship. I was like, what?
Yeah, you don't need that. Nobody needs that kind of a relationship. That's just he's hanging on to you just in case there's nobody else. Well, you know what? I'm going to say that's bullshit. Now, Lennis, I am not Sunday morning after all. But yeah.
So what would happen if I stop all communication? Is this the kind of guy who would reach out to me and be like, I'm sorry, I miss you type of thing?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think it's time for you to move on. He's a player. Move on. You'll find somebody. Honestly, you will.
Well, thank you so much. That's all I wanted to hear. I take your word for it. Many blessings.
Okay.
Many
you.
Blessings you, Chad, but check back in with us and let us know. I'd like to know the rest of the story.
I definitely
okay.
will. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, love. Have a beautiful week. I just love it. I tell you, all these angels and guides and spirits, it's just wonderful. Okay, area code 347, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis and Holly and Heva. Who's this?
Hello.
347, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello. Okay, goodbye.
All right, next caller. Area code 216, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's
Hello?
This? Yes,
Hello.
You're on the air.
I just turned my volume up. Okay. Hello. I haven't called in a while. My name is Sharon. I'm from the state of Ohio. And
well,
I have a question about
my career. Welcome to the show,
Sharon. Thank you. I'm studying for a license for my job, and you have to take two this time. The rules changed last year because it's so hard to get. I have to take my final one on the 30th of this month. It's a Monday. They're letting me take it, take off work to take it. Am I going to pass? I'm a nervous wreck.
Yes. Monday the 30th is a good day. Yes, you will pass. Just make sure you study enough.
I'm studying now on the phone. That's why my phone was on mute. Yeah, so iPhones, man, back 25 years ago, boy, you couldn't do that on your phone. I'm doing that on my iPad. But, yes, you do feel I'm going to pass. It's the hardest one.
Yep, you'll do fine.
And let me ask you this about my career. I've been there a year in November.
You have to phone back. That's the second question. We have lots of people in the queue. So
oh,
I have to
sorry.
Step it up. I have to step it up and ask for only one question. So phone back.
Okay.
Yeah, phone
Thank
us
you.
Right back, Sharon, and then we'll answer your next question, okay? Call us right back. Okay, next caller, area code 703. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, it's Andrea. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Andrea.
I do agree. When I do have a good interview, I will actually say send a thank you email. So I do agree.
Email.
Thank
you,
Andrea.
Email.
Email,
Lennis.
Yes, not a thank you card, but just an email.
I like snail mail. Go ahead.
So my question is, I was communicating with a guy named Brandon about a month and a half ago, and About a month ago, unfortunately, his grandfather passed away. He had to go out of town. But since then, I haven't heard from him because we will chat through a video chat. He watches my videos, my pictures, but never responds back. And now he's just gone ghost. So I don't know what you pick up with him.
Wow. The very first thing I got, I don't know what Nina got. I got bullshit. That came across so strong. I was like, okay. Your guy, not you, Andrea, about the guy.
Yeah. I mean, what he was saying in the first couple of weeks we were chatting is bullcrap, or bullcrap, he just disappeared. I don't even know.
It's, yeah, he's decided to take a walk, and, yeah, he's gone.
He's ghost. He is.
Yeah.
He's ghost. I'm sorry that he didn't give you an explanation or been man enough to sit down and talk to you as, you know, a man to a woman and explain. So I'm sorry that you won't get closure, but I'm glad that you're not with him now. There you go.
It's just odd. Literally, just go. Why do you watch my videos? Why do you look all the
Andrea,
time? Andrea. Nothing.
Andrea. Let me say something. Sometimes, I'm just going to say it, men are odd.
They are. They're just stupid.
Yeah, well, I've been married for 45 years, so I can't say that too loud. That's why I kind of whispered it.
I'll say it for you. Men are just stupid.
So there you go. He's gone. Don't worry about him anymore. Don't waste another second of your precious time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he's the kind of guy you just say, thank you. You are not what I want in my life, so thank you. And just, as Nina said, move on. You can do a lot better. You're a better person than that anyway.
Yeah, I do have a different guy.
You don't have to take low.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Just,
you know, there was another guy interested
in me. Just remember, you're a queen, and
entertained.
Act like a queen. That's right.
Yes.
Good. There you go. We don't entertain peasants.
No.
Okay, well, thank you, Andrea, for your call, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
You
all
too.
All right. Okay. All right, next caller. Oh, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And we also welcome in Lovely Dove and Texas Spear and segment into the chat room. And also we have Holly and Heather on board to also help with psychic readings today. All right. Well, our next caller is area code 845 here on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello.
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 Hi, my name is Maria. I wish somebody do a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I call it from New York.
Yes, you called us before. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Rose Maria. How are you doing, young lady? Yeah.
Oh, glad of you. The reason I tonight, my friend, my daughter, by time, they received the contract. You think it's going to be true? They're going to start it soon? Or this work? They're going to be paid?
Ooh.
Okay.
They're still not working? They're still not working, Rose Maria? It's been a long time.
I know. So now they send the contract, so then I was finding the money. Now I say they're finding the money. I know. You think they're going to start in the end of October, beginning of November, like I was understanding.
Yeah, well, they'll get a new contract, and yeah, they will start working, but tell them they need to have half the money up front.
Up front.
Yeah.
They're not getting affronted right now. And that's it true? They're going to start in beginning of October, November?
Yes. But they need to have half the money, or at least some of the money up front, so that they don't get screwed over again.
That's a good.
Okay?
That's a good. Thank you, my friend.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week, Rosemarie. You too, young lady. Thank you for calling. All right, our next caller is area code 929. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Thank you, ladies. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. We are doing terrific.
All right, so I just have one small question. I have already started to look for a part-time job, and I just wanted to see if you see me getting something, if not in September, by October. Because I could have had something already in September, but I wanted to work on weekends. So they did have two positions, but it was only available during the week.
So in October, you're looking forward to have weekends off, correct? Or you want to work weekends?
Yeah, I wanted to work weekends, you know, on a part-time job. Just something part-time.
Oh, okay. Okay. October, yes. Yes. In fact, your part-time job, I see you taking it all the way to the end of December.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all the way to the end of December. So, yeah. That's what I'm seeing right now, that, yes, in October it will begin to the end of the year. What are you seeing, Nina?
You know, I'm not so positive about the beginning of October. I see something around the number 16 is coming up, so somewhere around the 16th. So a month away from now.
All right, that sounds good. That sounds excellent. So you just see definitely on weekends, correct?
Right. I did. I don't know what Nina's seeing.
I see the weekends, but also a Friday night shift every second week, maybe.
All right, that's fine. I can deal with that. That's perfect.
Yeah, but there is a Friday night shift every second week, just to give everybody else a chance to get out.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling, and you have a wonderful weekend, lady.
You too. Thank you.
Lennis, before we go on to our next caller, we're just having a discussion in the chat room about how I could decipher what Rosemarie was saying, and sometimes you have problems with it.
Oh, because her Italian is very strong. But I do. I just take a minute. Yeah, her Italian is very strong.
But I was kind of teasing in there, saying that I can sometimes decipher better than you. But I think that's
yes, you can. Because sometimes I don't even understand the name sometimes when they're saying it. It gets garbled in my brain or something. I would like to correct something. I said, welcome to Texas Spears, Texas Pearl. I'm sorry, Texas Pearl, welcome to the show, and lovely Dove. Okay, go ahead, Nina.
Oh, and I think sometimes it's got a lot to do with, I used to be able to speak in two languages very fluently, and I think because of that, and Italian, and some Italian words and some French words are very close together, so I think that's why I'm able to understand Rosemarie a little bit faster.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I could when I was working. I guess when you retire, you don't care. Okay, next caller, area code 201. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's it?
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question about work. There's a lot of changes and moving at work, and I'm looking to take a training course outside of work, and I just want to see how you see that working out with the time constraints.
Okay, is this training course different from your job, from what you're doing right now?
Yes.
Okay. I feel a little spiritual about that. Is this an area that you would like to move into permanently to work in?
I mean, if it's going to help me pay my bills and be a little bit more independent and less dependent on my day job, absolutely. Looking for something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see if something is fulfilling, and I'm getting spiritual back about it, but it also feels to me like something you want, you would enjoy doing on a permanent basis. So, yeah. I say yes, your training course is going to go fine. I feel good about it. What about you, Miss Dina? Holly is saying wait a couple of months before. I mean, Heather is saying wait a couple of months before starting the training.
No, that's Holly that's saying to wait.
Oh, Holly. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's saying wait a couple. Why do you want her to wait, Holly? Could you explain, please? And lovely Dove, hola. I do too.
It's starting on Tuesday. Okay. If you're going to start now, make sure you're extra diligent in doing any work that you have to do. Because if you are not truly committed to this, you're not going to do well at it. So you're going to have to go in and be really diligent and be totally committed to doing this course.
Yeah, Holly's saying there's something else going on before the training can start. Is there a little bit of a delay there, Jackie?
Well, you know, I still have some stuff to finalize with court, and I want to get that out of the way. But
well, get it out of the way first.
That's what I want to do.
And then start your training. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They just validated what Jackie just said. Yeah, they said get that out of the way first, and you'll be all right. You'll be fine.
Well, what about work in the meantime?
What about working?
Working on
it just seems like I get dumped on. And that's why I'm looking to do something different. I want to be a little bit more creative.
You're breaking up pretty bad, Jackie, every few.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to be a little bit more creative.
Well, you know what? If you want to be a little bit more creative, and taking this course is a good thing, but clear up whatever you need to clear up first. Otherwise, it will be a hindrance to your course. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, that's all we're saying. Okay. Good luck.
Okay.
And I know if your head's in the right space, you will do well.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome.
Jackie, for calling. All right,
thank
next
you.
Caller. You're welcome.
509.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Area code 509, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. It's Erica. Hi, Miss Nina.
Hi, Erica. How are you, young lady?
I'm doing better.
Good.
I'm pretty good. Yeah. I had a question about work. I have the review this Thursday in the morning, like around 11, I think. And I was just wondering, it's shocking to me because I shouldn't be having it in December, but for some whatever reason, it's going to be sooner. And I was wondering how you see that going.
Have they been talking to you, Erica, about putting you in another position? A little bit higher than what
no.
you're doing right now? Okay, because I see you moving
uh-uh.
up. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, I see you moving up. I think they're going to come to you with a proposal and see if you're interested in doing
yeah.
something a little bit different, still within the theme where you're working, what you're doing, but just a little bit different. But, yeah, I see them coming with a proposal. So your review is good. Your review is good.
Okay.
It's like they want to elevate you or promote you. Go ahead, Nina.
How long have you been working there?
Since December of last year, and I'm supposed to have the review this upcoming December once the year marks.
Okay. Yeah. I'm kind of hitting a grayish type wall. I'm not sure what's going on there. Has there been any misunderstandings or anything?
Yes, they put me with the girls more. I feel like my supervisor doesn't feel like I can handle the boys, but on the weekends he doesn't work, and then they put me with the boys. So I don't know. I feel like I have improved handling the kids. Like I feel like, I don't know if you see it, but I do have control, and I feel like my other supervisor has his doubts that I get easily manipulated by the young criminals, but I don't feel that way.
Okay. Yeah, it's coming a little bit better now. Which supervisor is doing the review?
The big boss. His name is Steve.
Okay.
And Ken is the one that puts me with the girls. But, I mean, I feel like I can handle the boys as well. I feel like he doesn't believe that I can, but I don't know.
I'm getting the feeling that the big boss just wants to ask you a couple of questions. About handling things, maybe something that was brought up to him. Yeah, it's really the fact that it's coming up a couple of months beforehand is kind of putting, it's not bright red flag, but there is a bit of a red flag out. I don't know. I don't know. Go in with a positive mind. That's all I'm going to say to you. Go in with a positive mind and a positive heart. Be truthful and honest, because that's okay. That's what he's looking for, is for you to be truthful and honest. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So be very honest and truthful with him, because that's what he's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I got somebody, I don't know who Lovey Dove is. Holly is saying your review will go well, but there is some things that have to be sorted out, and that's where I'm picking up, be truthful and honest, because that's what they're looking for from you right now. So do that. Go in with a positive attitude. Go in with the knowledge that you are doing a good job, but they just need to sort a few things out. Okay?
Mhm. Yeah, because, I am less, like, emotional. I have, like, less, like, I don't know. I just don't have much, like, emotion anymore. Like, I don't know. It's just like a job to me now. I don't feel like, oh, I feel bad for them or this and that. Like, I don't know. Just had a huge shift.
No, that's a good thing, especially in the job position that you're in. So that's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to have a suit of armor in that position. Lennis, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm in agreement with you, other than I just see that there's a possibility for a promotion or elevation and after her review. So, but you told her, you know, be honest and stuff, which I know Erica will be. So, sort out the few things that they're going to ask questions about, and you should do well.
Yeah, you should. So don't worry about it, Erica. Like I said, just go in with an open mind, an open heart, and be very truthful and honest, and everything will work out.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
You're welcome, Erica. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. All right. Next caller. Area code 504. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Mine's also work. I'm seeing if you're seeing a job come up for me soon or I'm staying where I'm at.
No, you're moving. It's time.
It's time.
Yeah, the universe is even saying it's time for you to go. You've done your tenure. Your duty and functions there is enough now. It's time to move on. You shouldn't have a hard time, Deborah, finding another job. I see you're quite qualified with your education
I just,
and your skills and knowledge. So step out on faith,
darling. I just don't know
where
to go. Should I just
What do you
leave?
Like to do? No, no. We don't want you to up and leave now. You know you do right. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Give them a 2-week notice.
They won't let me.
Do it the right way so that you don't instill karma on you. But look for something that you enjoy doing because I see that you don't have a problem getting another job.
Okay.
So it must be something that you enjoy doing or either what you're doing now, you're very good at it. And
I do like it.
And so you can do the same thing somewhere else. Okay.
I have a kind of a mean manager and she's not going to let me go any farther. So, yeah, okay. I asked someone. I put the word out. I'm just not, it's just not coming back pretty fast. That's what.
Yeah. You know what? Some things are worth waiting for, and I think this is one of the cases where it's going to be worth your wait. So get out there. Make it known that you are looking for something else, and it will come, and it will be a good job. But like I said, some things are just worth waiting for. And this is one of those times.
You don't do. I know spirit doesn't give a timeline, but do you see like any kind of like fall or you know?
Well, put it this way: if you really apply yourself to looking for a new position, it will happen before year's end. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else.
Oh, the year end or my event?
This year's end, before December 31st.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I do feel that it was like I was supposed to be there for a reason, like a spiritual reason. And that
there's always a reason, always a reason for everything that happens in our lives, always.
Okay. Wow, okay. Thank you so much. Someone said it was hurting my thyroid because I'm very sensitive and I start getting sick when I'm at this point and I'm starting to get like different kind of illnesses right now, which that's why
I firmly believe
stress driven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anything that is done to us that produces stress will result in an illness and they're very real and they really do happen. I've been through it many, many times myself, which is why I've learned to let it go.
Let it go. Okay. I wear black tourmaline, and I put oils on, I pray, I do everything I know how to do.
Try getting a snowflake obsidian. They are really a very powerful protection stone. I've just recently come across them myself. They're a beautiful stone, but they're very, very powerful protection stone. They're fantastic. So get that and, yeah, just see what it does.
You know what? She gave me one, the lady that doesn't like me. She gave me a snowflake obsidian, and I got rid of it because I did not trust her. That's so weird you say that. And I'm like, I got rid of it.
Well, that's because she probably put something on it. But the next time you get a snowflake obsidian, cleanse it in sea salt or a full moon or a new moon. And if you can't do that, come back on the show, hold it in your hand, and I will Reiki cleanse it for you.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're down to the end of the show. Well, well, well. All right, Miss Nina. We were humping, girl. We did good.
We did good. And just remember, we're on the air again tomorrow evening, same time, same channel, and same Saturday Night Fever.
Yes, we will be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. with bells on, as they say. Thank you, Heather and Holly. You know, it's always a treat when you guys are here with me and Nina. We really do appreciate it. And, Heather, I will give you a call a little bit later. What else, Nina? I got the music started because we're down a couple minutes here.
Have a good rest of the evening. Remember, we're on the air again tomorrow night. Yes, it's always best to cleanse your stones, Marie, because, you never know what kind of spells are hanging on to them. So that's important. If you're going to get any crystals, any stones to use for yourself, make sure you either cleanse them in sea salt overnight or, better yet, sea salt and a full moon or sea salt and a new moon, or ask your local Reiki master, me.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Everyone, thank you.
Thank you, everyone. If no one's told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do, and we're so glad for everybody that called into the show. We do appreciate it, and we hope the information that we gave you will put you on a good path or even a better understanding. Like we said, what you do with the information is up to you, but we do it in love, and do remember that. Our answers are in love. Okay, well, we'll see you tomorrow night, everybody, and have a good evening, as Miss Nina said. Now go out and have a good dinner. It's still early, or some of you might be dessert. Okay?
Hi.
Bye, Nina.
Bye, Nina. Love you.
Darling.